God is a God of love, and he does not teach through fear or use fear in any way. Hello, my name is David Nelms, and I've written many articles that provide spiritual insight, and I'm happy to share them all with you. Before we begin, please take a moment to clear your thoughts and ask the Holy Spirit to help you see things more clearly. Today's topic is Sharing is Healing. We begin. Whatever it is that you desire for yourself, share that thing with your fellow man, and then you shall have it in greater measure as well. God creates by sharing, because this is the only way that true change can occur. God created us by sharing himself. It's impossible to create something from nothing, so God shared a part of himself and created us. Just like an idea can be shared and grows larger as it spreads across the world, so does God extend himself by sharing. Learning to share is the one way in which we can have true blessings in our lives. Sharing and giving are not the same thing. With sharing, you have not lost anything, because whatever you share is still a part of you, as we are still a part of God. Sharing occurs strictly on a spiritual level and does not revolve around physical things, but physical effects may be apparent from the sharing. When you give something, there is a sense that you have lost something and something else has gained from it. This is not a spiritual action and therefore will not bring the same blessings as sharing. For example, in the story where Jesus fed the thousands, on several occasions, he could have given the crowd the fishes and bread, but then they would have had only what was given them, and all there was to give is whatever is already physically here. The crowd would have received just a few fishes and a few loaves. Instead, Jesus saw past the physical and shared his desire that the crowd be fed, and the fish and loaves were multiplied as a result of this desire to share. When all was done, everyone had eaten, and there was more left over than they had started with. Since most of us consider money and possessions to be at the heart of most needs, let's follow through by taking a look at the difference between giving something or sharing something. When you give a donation, you might be aware that you have less than before. You might be aware of tax benefits. You might believe that God requires something of you, that somehow God is lacking in his ability to take care of something himself. You might be aware of a sense of sacrifice. You might be aware that your donation is required or else. When you share a donation, you are aware that everything you have is from God and is therefore everyone's to begin with, so it never leaves you because you never considered it just yours to begin with. You are aware that the donation will help somebody with a perceived lack to maintain themselves a bit longer, while always knowing you are not required in any way to provide help, since God is not without the means to provide in any way he desires. You are not aware of any sense of loss or sense of sacrifice. What was never only yours will not be missed nor required back. You are aware that what you share will come back to you in some way, because that is how sharing works. But sharing cannot occur if the motivation is just to get back. The physical world is just an effect of the actions that occur in the spiritual world. There is no lack in God's kingdom, but there is lack perceived here. Learning to be open to and share the spiritual in this world opens the doors for the world to change and be blessed. God is not waiting for us to deserve blessings or be worthy of healing. He has already given all of that to us. He is just waiting for us to accept what is already there. We have only to allow these blessings to occur, and they will. Have I implied that we are purposely not allowing ourselves to be blessed? Yes, I have, and it's true. God is not holding anything back, and so if there is a need you have in your life, no matter how large or how small, it's because you have not allowed God to take control of some part of your life. God's not waiting for you to deserve the blessing, nor is there a devil who has the power to hold back what God would give you. These concepts only keep you from uncovering the truth that you are the only source of all the problems in your life. Nobody else and nothing else is the problem, and as long as you look anywhere but inside for the answer, you will not find the answer, because it is simply not there. God does not have favorites, nor is he impressed with deeds. He can't be bargained with or be part of a compromise for things to come. God is not like us, and does not think on the very low and self-centered levels man does. Since he has already given us everything, everyone is the favorite, everything is special, and there is nothing to ask for, nothing to bargain about, and nothing to earn. The whole concept that we have to earn something from God so that we might deserve the blessing is what is keeping the blessing away. This concept implies we are not worthy, and as long as we believe it, we hold back the blessings God has given us. Jesus said that if we seek God first in all things spiritual, all things physical will be attended to. This is not an act of pleasing God. It is an act of being open to what God so very much desires to share with you. All that he has is yours. All peace, all love, all perfection, all that which was created perfect and whole and without need, all these things are what are already there for us. We just have to accept that we are worthy of them, or we will not see them or accept them. Jesus would look at a person who is physically ill, deformed, or even dead, and the reason the condition didn't appear beyond repair to him was because he knew that what he was seeing was only physical. He knew that he and all others were spiritual beings in temporary physical form. He knew that the spirit was not an effect of a physical, but that the physical was an effect of the spirit. In an instant, he would see this person for who they truly were, the perfect spirit being that God created. Jesus shared that thought with them, healing their perception of themselves instantly by sharing his vision of how perfect, lovely, peaceful, and worthy they are. With this immense healing of the mind's perception, the body changes instantly to agree. The mind, not the body, is real. Jesus' message wasn't one of sacrifice and sorrow, but one of sharing and joy. His life and his resurrection are the key factors in what we can become. His trials and crucifixion were only meant to be an extreme example of showing that no matter what man may do, he cannot affect the spirit, which means man really can't do anything. There is not a moment and not a person on earth that God is not working with at all times. Every event or situation has a better and healing choice that can be applied. By just going along and accepting things as they are, we are purposely looking past the choices that God would prefer we make. By choosing to see more clearly, and by choosing to set aside our right to be angry, our right to not forgive, our right for vengeance, our right for greed, our right to mistrust, by setting aside these ego-induced rights, we will see the other choices that are there and always have been. Every step you take closer to God is performed by a part of your mind being healed. All healing is of the mind, which is the essence of the spirit that is you. Healing occurs by and through sharing and learning to share. As you begin to see the people around you as equals and brothers in Christ, you will learn to share your peace with them. You will learn to share your love with them. You will learn to share your health with them. You will learn to see and share the true images of themselves with them. All these things bring about healing to both minds, which then changes the perception of what we perceive in the physical world. What do you share? How do you share? For most of us who often feel lacking in peace or love, it's a good thing to know that whatever it is that you desire, share it with somebody else and you shall have it for yourself as well. That's how sharing works. So then, how do you share something you don't have? If life is terrible and you need peace, how do you share it to have it in the first place? If you desire peace, stop for a moment. Think of somebody else who needs peace and focus on them for a moment and have an unconditional desire that they be peaceful. Allow yourself a quiet moment and embrace the tiny bit of peace you do find within yourself and share it unconditionally and wholeheartedly. Really mean it. Really desire peace and happiness for the other. Drop all boundaries and all past issues and be as sincere and as forgiving as possible. Quietly to yourself, just say peace to them and treat it as an action term. You could think of it as a living and moving light that flows from you and surrounds them. Let your desire for them to be without boundaries and as fully loving as possible. In doing so, you too will have found more peace than what you started with. Since you can't give what you don't believe you have, the act of sharing has helped you open yourself to more of what you do have. In your desire to share your peace with somebody else, you are also finding it for yourself. God has given us everything already. We just need to be open to see it through sharing. Whoever you share with is totally affected by your sharing and has been healed in some way. It's impossible for them not to be. You may or may not see immediate effects, but that has nothing to do with the truth in that the healing has occurred. Remember, healing is of the mind, and the body is just a projection of the mind, so your focus is for the mind or the spirit behind the body to be healed. In doing so, the body may be healed as well, but that's for the Holy Spirit to work with. Your job is to share what you have and to let go and let God do the healing. You don't have to understand. You don't have to have evidence. You only have to know that God will do and bring about whatever is best for that person. As an afterthought, can you also see that the act of not sharing in this world is a seed for almost every problem that exists? We all have the power of God within us to change this, and it will change. There is no telling how long we will continue to keep trying to do things on our own, but every day, every hour, every minute, every second, we are all being healed, and we are all one step closer to being back with God. So you can put off your healing by continuing to embrace the ways of the world, but you can't prevent it because God's love for us is drawing us all ever so closer to Him, and it's inevitable that the day will come when we will all be reunited with Him and with each other. I look forward to seeing you there. This article has concluded. To access more articles, please visit the Being Willing website at www.beingwilling.com. That's BeingWilling.com. BeingWilling.com. Thank you for allowing me to share this time with you, and have a great day.